Hello everyone! After a longer break, we are back with our Life at Apollo podcast. And believe it or not, it's our 10th episode. My today's guest is our senior .NET developer. Hello, Mikhail. Thank you for joining me today.
Hello, Shanaz. Thank you for having me. It is a big pleasure to be here today with you. And I hope today's podcast will be interesting not only for us, but for our listeners as well.
Oh, yeah. I hope too. And how are you feeling today? Are you nervous or are you prepared for it?
I'm okay. I'm a bit nervous, yes, because this is the first podcast in my life. So never did it before. So great.
So it's experience. Your premiere.
Yes.
They say practice makes perfect, but it's not really my case. So don't worry, you're not alone.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on some first time on exam, you know.
Yeah, I know. All right, so if you are feeling ready, we can probably jump to the first traditional question, and that is, how long are you part of the Actum company? And in your case, Mikhail, I know it's a little bit more complicated, so can we probably describe it a little bit more?
Yeah, Shanaz, you are right. It's a bit complicated. In total, I'm about 2.5 years in Actum, mm-hmm. But I had a small break in the middle. Mm-hmm. I started in Actum at the end of 2017, mm-hmm. as a senior .NET developer for the Yachting division. Mm-hmm. And then I left about April 2019. Mm-hmm. And then I joined it again, mm-hmm. In the middle of 2021. Mm-hmm. So not so long time ago. Mm-hmm.
So you had your little back and forth and you figured that Actum is your favorite part, right? You missed us.
So when I left Actum in 2019, probably I proved myself as a good specialist. I hope so.
No shame.
So I maintained excellent relations with the company and my ex-colleagues, and we were in touch, mm-hmm. all the time after that. And after a few years, the project I was working for, mm-hmm. Go for borrowed me, and I decided to change something. Mm-hmm. At that time, one of my friend, an ex-colleague,
you heard him.
Everybody knows, yeah. me, from Actum, proposed me get back. And mm-hmm. he said that the project I will work on is really interesting. It mm-hmm. involves technologies I'm curious about. Mm-hmm. So I was a bit in doubt because I wasn't sure if it was a good idea, mm-hmm. to step twice to the same river.
It was.
But eventually I'm here and I'm very happy about decision I did.
You see, we are a damn good river. And Actum, yeah. will grow on you eventually.
Yeah, I'm super excited how Actum changed for the mm-hmm. last few years. Mm-hmm. So amazing. Yeah.
So in total, it was quite a long time, right? 2.5 years, you mentioned?
About 2.5, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty a long time. All right, this leads me to another traditional question where I ask my guests how did they get to their current position. But if I'm not mistaken, you also said that you have switched the technologies you are interested in. So what led you to the change, and what technologies are you currently working with?
So the main reason was I wasn't happy about technology stack, mm-hmm. I worked with, mm-hmm. last few years. So it bored me, mm-hmm. a bit, and I felt that I have no progression in my experience, let's say. Mm-hmm. And Alexei actually proposed me the things I dream about all the time. So it's kind of fully, I would say it's a deep dive in cloud technologies.
Wow.
And in search engines and that amazing proposal. So that's how I get it. So I'm really happy that I'm on the project right now, and I try to do my best to make happy everybody.
All right, and would you say that the cloud technologies will play a key role in the future?
Yes, I guess the main trend to cloud technologies, and it will grow up next few years, and maybe something new will come, I don't know, but definitely cloud is the future.
All right, moving on to another traditional question. We mentioned before that you are .NET developer, so can you describe what do you do, maybe also to a non-technical audience?
I will try to. So first of all, I would say that .NET is just a label, because in my real work, the .NET takes, I don't know, maybe 30% of my time. That's what I'm like actually in my project right now, because I can try myself in different fields, let's say. So let's say we are doing CI/CD processes for products we are deliver. We do some infrastructure as a code, also interesting field to work on. So .NET and development itself takes just 30% of my time. And we are using not .NET only. So right now we are using a lot of different languages like TypeScript, JavaScript, YAML as a markup language for our CD CI pipeline.
That's like, come on, it sounds like a lot of new learning, right? Are you learning continuously? Do you like it?
I guess all developers have to learn continuously, because the technology life cycle about 2 years.
So yeah, it's fast.
If you are not in trend, after 2 years, you're out of the basically knowledge, let's say. So you should push yourself to study something new all the time. And I'm actually really happy that in Apollo we have this opportunity to spend some time for learning something. And basically management can try to push us to do this. And I really appreciate this.
Yeah. Just to get the audience in the picture, we do have monthly dedicated time for learning new things, which is cool and also encouraged, because if you direct yourself in this field, getting new knowledge is always somehow needed, not just for the company, but it's also beneficial for you and your personal growth, right? For example, you can acquire knowledge which can guide you to complete a different technology stack or other side of the project. So you have a place to discover and build yourself, I suppose?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's what I like in my job. You're like the, you know, the student for the whole life.
Yeah. All right, so let's move to the next question. We talked about how you came back to Aktum. So how was your first year at Apollo since you joined us in 2021?
I would say it was amazing year in my life. By the mood and feelings, feel like I got back in my university ages, let's say.
Back to the class.
From the professional perspective, I guess I learned more than in the past few years. And you know, we have so friendly environment, so many activities, tech talks or knowledge snacks we have. It's amazing. Everybody tried to bring in something new, share experience, and we have a lot of activities even after work, which is not really common in other companies as well. So it is amazing.
You actually got this on point with the university.
Absolutely.
I know it sounds like we are trying to sell Apollo, but really it's like going to class to your friends, learning together, going out together. So yeah. All right, I do have one last usual work-related question. So let me ask you, where are you heading in your work? And what is your direction in this field?
It is a really hard question. But my main passion is in cloud, technologies. But I would say I'm not focusing, let's say, on only one cloud provider. I try to be kind of cloud agnostic. I'm really interested about all of them, or at least about all main players on this market: Google, Microsoft, AWS. I also really interested into the solutions design. Mm-hmm. So I would say I would like to be on the position solution architect and try to maybe what we don't have right now in our company, actually try to bring expertise across cloud providers, let's say how to integrate different systems across different clouds. I guess it would be.
So you found a gap in between the markets.
Yes.
Awesome. Of course, we, within Actum, we do have different divisions focusing on the sole technologies.
Yes.
And they cooperate on the project, of course. But this is great, great idea to have someone who has the oversight of the whole market. Nice.
Yes, yes, you're right. It should be interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So that was the end of the work part. And our audience already knows which question will follow. So let me ask you, what are your hobbies and how are you spending your free time?
So first of all, I have family. So I try to spend as much time as I can with my kids. I think I'm a good father, but probably I don't spend enough time with my daughters. And that's what I would like to change. But I try to this to find this life balance, work-life balance. So.
But come on, I have seen you with the girls. You are a great dad. I think they adore you.
Yeah, they really like come to my workplace, communicate with my colleagues. So I really like that they are curious about what I'm doing. Probably in the future, maybe I will have two more software developers.
So you're starting your own unit now?
Yes.
Yeah, the clan of the developers.
Yes, right. Yes. So besides of that, the sport probably has always been an important part of my life. Let's say from childhood, when I was a professional swimmer, or at least pretend to be. Then at university, when I was involved in athletics, mainly running.
Okay.
And after university, kind of the sport was the main, really important part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, I fell into CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
I really like this sport. It's amazing.
Okay.
It develops you comprehensively, let's say, from different sides. Mm. I was even able to involve some our colleagues into it. So
you're recruiting,
I see,
right?
Interest. Yes, yes.
Maybe you should get some bonus.
You just said that they are not paying me this, you know, bonus.
Okay. Is it worth it? Or you should have at least like free membership.
Yes.
Okay, you know, it will be better now to have a free gym at least. Because if you will recruit half of the Apollo.
Yes, yes. Yeah, but the who started it already, they are really kind of satisfied with this sport as well. So I'm really happy that they like it. Probably maybe somebody else will join us in the future. I hope so.
Okay, so everyone who's listening and interested, talk to Mikhail.
And also another our colleagues pushing me to try other sports as well. So Anna,
the triathlon. Let's go to Ironman and marathon.
Yeah, it is actually interesting challenge for me to try participate to half Ironman marathon. It is interesting. I would like to try because I have experience from all these kind of type of exercises from this marathon. So I did swimming, running.
But if I remember it correctly, Anichka did also pentathlon, which includes horse riding and shooting. So you can probably try that one as well. Just include a few more things around.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, yeah. I'm a horse rider, why not? But I need to try it.
If you can shoot. And what about your other hobbies? Do you have anything else besides the sports?
Yeah, I have another passion, let's say travel, another passion. I really like to wander around new cities, you know, observe how the ordinary people live. their tradition, what they're interested about, mm-hmm. and so on. So it's really interesting. It's yeah. much better than just lay on the beach under the sun.
I hate it.
Which is also good, but not for the whole vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What else? I'm kind of postponed it already, but still, I have a big collection of coins mm-hmm. and banknotes. Mm. From different countries and from different ages, let's say. Mm-hmm. also have a big collection of post stamps.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to bring it to Czech Republic. Unfortunately, I can't now, but in the future definitely will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you can. I will show you, definitely.
Nice. I remember that my grandfather had a stamp collection as well, but not sure where that ended, unfortunately. But it's a nice hobby.
Yeah, yeah.
So you are collector, sportsman, and developer. Like, you're pretty active. I hope that we finally proved that the boring developer life stereotype is simply not true. So here you can hear the facts from developers, right?
Yes, you are right. And I have a plan for the future, actually. I would like to play on some music instrument.
Oh no, really? Oh, so as mentioned in a previous episode, Milan plays guitar, so you can probably reach to him. Or of course Moro, he has a band, mm-hmm. so yeah, you can definitely play it within Apollo House.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So we can see that Apollo can cover all of your hobbies, because when Corona hit, we had so many colleagues from different parts of the world that you don't have to travel to
you
enjoy different
right.
culture.
You know?
And exquisite food, of course, because some food is like a bump.
Yeah. You know what? You know what? I have a friend right now from the from America, let's say north and mm-hmm. south, to the Asia.
Oh yeah.
So almost the whole world. It is amazing.
Yeah, it is. Okay, I think our audience figured by now that you are not from Czech Republic. So next question is, where are you from and what are your favorite places there?
Yes, I'm not from Czech Republic, I'm from Russia. I'm from the industrial city, we call it third capital mm-hmm. of Russia. Or at least to pretend to be. It is a Yekaterinburg, it's belongs on Ural Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite big city, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Almost the same as Prague, mm-hmm. but because it's an industrial city, some problems with with environment, mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. air, with pollutions, so on. So not really ecology friendly, let's say. Yeah, but it's a good city. Unfortunately, it is not really old, about 300 years mm-hmm. only, so we don't have any kind of historically famous places,
mm-hmm.
maybe one of them only, and that's all. But I really like the place where I'm living right now. I'm like Prague
mm-hmm.
very much.
But yeah. How about the nature around? There should be like some interesting places, no? Come on, you are on the natural divider of two continents. So there should be something, right?
Yes, yes, you're right. Actually, we have the, close to my city, we have a place. Basically, uh-huh. it's geographical boundary between Asia and Europe. And you can stay in one leg in Europe and another one in Asia. It's amazing.
Nice. So you can be in both continents yeah. in one time. That's cool, right?
Yes, yes.
Hi.
Yes, I really like Prague in Czech Republic.
Mm-hmm.
I just missing one thing here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a snow.
Because
in my city, let's say during the winter, you can ski on the cross-country ski.
Yeah.
You need just spend 5 minutes walk to the forest and you're on the ski already.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah, sorry for that. I was disappointed as well. We used to have a snow even in here on this Prague tropical peninsula, as I call it in here in Holešovice. I recall last photo I took of more than 2 centimeters of the snow in Stromovka, back in 2017. So hopefully we will get to experience that one more, once more.
I saw some old pictures in Trojský zámek from the winter Prague, and I thought that the people basically the skating on the river during the winter.
Yeah, but come on, it wasn't that unusual to skate on the river in Russia and other more colder countries back in times, right? That's cool, but it's not happening here. I remember some frozen ponds where we skate when I was little, but nowadays.
Sad. But actually, there is pros and cons, I would say, because the climate much softer. I really like this because in my city, let's say during the winter, the temperature can be minus 40.
Okay, I will probably freeze there.
Which I don't like.
Yeah, I get it. Yes. I'm not sure I would have a clue what to wear in this swim through the snow to the office.
Yeah, this is the problem. Yeah.
But you can definitely...
You should have so many dress, you know, during the winter on you. Sweater, coat, and so on.
But you can definitely count this as a workout, I suppose. Burning the calories when dressing and undressing when you enter the building. So.
But the kids are not happy about that, you know.
Yeah. If you want to build a snowman, you have to probably go to mountains or some more north-oriented countries in here.
Yeah, we were this year on mountains in Czech Republic, on Krkonoše. It was amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, we spent really good weekends.
Nice. Okay, so going back to our questions, what was your favorite travel destination you visited?
I would say from the perspective of what to see, I really like Italy.
I know what you mean. So many things in
really
one place.
Places.
Right?
Yeah. On small in small area, let's say. Yeah. Also, I really like Italian food and wine. So, and I would say mentality of the people also really cool. But last 2 years, we were in Croatia during summer vacation. And I really like nature and sea in Croatia. It's so beautiful.
And you can find some place totally secluded on some island where no one is if you want to. That's probably the cool thing there.
Yes, yeah, but you should be really careful when you go in some places you don't know, especially with the labels FKK. Now I know what does it mean.
That's why you should read the travel guide before you go on such trip, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but
yes,
you know,
you're right.
The adventure is the one
but
that counts
in advance.
Yeah, but the adventure is one that counts, so at least you have some cool memories, right? All right, I think we could definitely link your favorite places on Instagram if you be so kind and make me a list. And what are your favorite dishes? Maybe the first the Russian ones, and then the rest of the world?
I would say I'm not really demand in dish, let's say, in food. So I like in general Mediterranean food. I like this seafood, vegetables, you know, wine, amazing. Actually the Czech food also good. That the one problem you have, it's you don't have really rich set of side dishes. Mainly dumplings.
Oh no, it's made for winter mainly, I suppose. It's stuffing.
Dumplings.
So you have to stuff yourself to not be hungry during the winter.
But I really like the pork ribs and chicken wings. Goulash, amazing. Sigudinsky.
Segudinsky. Yeah, that's the other problem with Czech dishes. They are not checked by origin, but we cook them in variations as the traditional dishes. Okay, let's switch the topic. What are you currently reading? What are your favorite books?
Probably I will not be original on this. So, I mean, in my childhood, I was really inspired by Jules Verne. Mm-hmm. I have read a lot of his books, like Journey to the Center mm-hmm. of the Earth, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, mm-hmm. Mysterious Island. I mean, probably everybody read it. And I guess mm-hmm. it influenced me to choose the way of science, let's say, mm-hmm. where I work right now. Be passionate about traveling and exploring the world around mm-hmm. me. Because I remember I want to be this Captain Grant or Captain Nemo, you know, to cross the world under the sea, let's say. Yeah, then later I fell into Russian science fiction authors, mm-hmm. like, you know, probably everybody knows yeah. them as well. Stugatsky brothers, mm-hmm. Vasily Golobachev, Kirill Bulichov, mm-hmm. and many others. Yeah, in general, I like science fiction and mm-hmm. fantasy. Yeah. Lately, probably I was very excited about Dan Brown, mm-hmm. About the series of novel about, you know, like Angels and Demons, Inferno,
Da Vinci's Code.
Yeah. Professor Landon. Yeah. And it was actually funny. After it was funny story about that. After the movie has mm-hmm. been published, Angels and Demons, I mean, mm-hmm. We had a trip around Europe with our friends, mm-hmm. and we should visit the Paris and Rome. Mm-hmm. And we were in all these places this movie, and it was so amazing. Nice. So you watched the movie recently, you know. This place from other perspective, let's say, yeah. and you are staying on this line, Rose Line, let's say, or you are this Castle of Angels and so on. Oh, it's so amazing. It's kind of twice make you inspired to this.
That's nice.
Yes. Yeah.
So you were on a trip inspired by a book, or at least you were enjoying the story in a different way. That's nice. And yeah. you know, this mysterious energy, especially in old cities, is something else.
Oh yes.
I love that the symbolism, even in Prague, it's tied to others. And since in some we are just like guessing what they mean.
I know some of them because I'm studying Czech language as well. So I read some city legend about Orloj, let's say, about about towers on the castle on Pražský hrad. It is really interesting, but never know was it in real or not.
I think you might be surprised that some of there are actually facts. Yeah, and I'm not mentioning the medieval versions of fairy tales.
Yeah, but some of these stories pretend to be a horror, let's say.
Yeah. they meant to scare people away from the woods, from the things that were banned or presumed as bad.
Yeah.
So yeah. Medieval times. Missing limbs.
Yes,
and
yes.
Just hanging people on the
yeah, street. Yes.
So how about the movies?
I don't have favorite movies, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I'm watching everything.
Yeah.
But I'm fan of Star Wars.
Oh, so you have a Disney Plus for the new series?
I prefer watch movie mm-hmm. in cinema, okay. not at home. So, but TV series, definitely I'm watching at home. Mm-hmm. I really like this, the last TV show from, probably mm-hmm. it was from Disney, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mandalorian. Kind of, it's also related to Star Wars and characters. And right now I'm watching the Obi-Wan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And every week I'm waiting
for the I know that.
to watch new episode.
Yeah.
I would say it's
I know what you're talking about. I was once glued to the DC series as well, to have every day the separate part of the heroes, because once a year they had those crossovers, and when you didn't like see all of them, you weren't in a picture.
Yes.
So it was exhausting.
To it keep, let's say, you involved.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Also, I would say that I really like, probably it was from Amazon, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken. It is a movie also based on book of Isaac Asimov, okay. Foundation.
I know. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, well, I guess it's one of the best in past year, so I really like it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, we are getting to the finish, and that is the last one question that I ask everyone. Do you have any wisdom or any advice you want to share?
I would say be positive to everybody. I mean, it makes your life much easier, mm-hmm. and see the world with eyes wide open. Mm-hmm. This is my wisdom.
Whoa, deep. All right, we are finished, Michael. So thank you once more for joining me today on this session.
Thank you, Shanez, as well. Thank you, everybody who listened.
We will definitely link all those books, TV shows, movies, and so on mentioned by you on our Instagram account. And next week, we can be curious about your top 20 playlist, which will be on our Spotify. Wow. Right.
Oh. Okay. Okay, we'll try to manage.
Already
it.
Looking forward. All right, thank you guys for your time and for listening. If you have any questions or suggestions, let us know, and see you soon in the next episode.
Bye.
Apollo out.